From Srimad Bhagavatam, from the 7th canto, chapter 8, the Lord slays the king of the demons. And I'll just read the translation of many verses. Hiranyakasipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Nrisingadev standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold. His shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, his deadly teeth and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless. His nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arm, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conch shell, disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons. Prayena meyam harinorumayina vadasmitonyena samujjatena kim evam bruvamstam Abhyapatat gadyudo nadanna singam pratidaicha kunjara. Hiranyakasipu murmured to himself, Lord Vishnu, who possesses great mystic power, has made this plan to kill me. But what is the use of such an attempt? Who can fight with me? Thinking like this and taking up his club, Hiranyakasipu attacked the Lord like an elephant. Purport. In the jungle, there are sometimes fights between lions and elephants. Here the Lord appeared like a lion, and Hiranyakasipu, unafraid of the Lord, attacked him like an elephant. Generally, the elephant is defeated by the lion, and therefore the comparison in this verse is appropriate. So in this pastime of the appearance of Lord Nrisingadev and Hiranyakasipu and Prahlad, we're looking at the various personalities. And we have discussed yesterday at length about Hiranyakasipu, and we have reflected for a moment on Hiranyakasipu as a prototype, and looked at how much of demoniac tendency of the lower modes of nature is there within us, at least to kind of acknowledge that there are such remnants in our ways of thinking, our ways of dealing, in our desires and so on, and that we have to overcome these demoniac tendencies. I want to leave it at that. We see that in front of the Supreme Lord, no demon, no matter how powerful, no matter how proud, can stand up. And we see that not only did the Lord outdo Hiranyakasipu through strength, but also through intelligence, by appearing not as a human, not as a demigod, and by killing him, not inside, outside, not in the day, not in the night, and all these things. So, ultimately, the supreme intelligence is unlimited, whereas we have been gifted with intelligence. Saptake purisam nisu. I am the sound in eater, and I am the ability in man. So whatever abilities we have, they are simply gifts that have been given to us, and they are under our care. Just as we are taught that when we have a book and we want to make sure no one rips it off, you can write something in there, and you can, you know, you can't say, this book is the property of. No, we're saying, in the care of. In the care of. remembering that it is the property of Krishna, but it is in our care. And if you take this book, you get bad karma, and so on. And you can write all that in the book. Because taking a book is not stealing. Every devotee takes books. Anyway, what shall I say? It didn't mean that I authorized it, by the way. It's on your own risk. Really, what we have to look at, we're looking after this description of Hiranyakasipu and this description of the Supreme Lord. I want to look for a moment at Prahlad, because I want to go into a positive direction. I don't want to just focus on the anarthas, the impurities in our heart that we are struggling with and trying to overcome. I want to speak about embracing the positive. Prahlad is also a prototype. Prahlad is also an example. He is a Mahajan. It is said, Swayambhu Narada Shambhu, Kumaro Kapilo Manu, Praldo Janako Bishmo, Balir Vayasaki Vayam. These are the 12 Mahajans, the 12 prominent teachers that stand out in the Puranic literature. And these personalities, including Prahlad, they are perfect role models. We should simply embrace that. That is really what I wanted to speak about, just to embrace the mood of Prahlad and to make that our own. And then all these lower tendencies within us will gradually disappear. We may not... Our spiritual life cannot be a spiritual life of trying to conquer our lust, trying to conquer our greed and our anger, because we will be defeated unless we are positively absorbed. So like Prahlad, first of all, constantly worshipping Krishna. It is whenever we are feeling something lacking in our life, what is lacking is Krishna. That is the thing that is lacking. No matter what we think, something is lacking. There's something missing. But what is that sense of feeling a vacuum, feeling some lack in our heart? It is Krishna who is lacking. And Prahlad is Prakrista Rupena Allad. He is always fully absorbed in ecstasy, because he's constantly worshipping the Supreme Lord. Even as a child, he sometimes had no time to eat or anything, even the basic things, because too absorbed, too busy in worshipping the Lord. So this is something to embrace. And the process for doing so is satovritti, following in the footsteps. One cannot embrace it simply by some determination. One must build it up. Spiritual life, we must construct our spiritual life, make a conscious effort to build up a spiritual life by placing more and more positive spiritual elements in place, more service to Krishna, and everything regular, right? Regular. Somehow or other, regularly reading, it begins like a duty, practically speaking. But that duty transforms into something, into attachment very, very quickly. That duty of regularly serving, regularly reading, every day. Prabhupada spoke about that lady who would come in Vrindavan very, very early in the morning when Prabhupada was staying in the Radha Damodar temple. And she would knock on the door of the temple. And no one was up at the time, and other for Prabhupada. So therefore, because Prabhupada would hear it, he would open the door. And it became like a daily ritual, where she came, brought this this Yamuna water, a pot with Yamuna water for the puja of the deities, and Prabhupada would receive it, right? And like this, and he said, for this, it's a small thing, right? But she did it every day. Every day she did it. It became an absorption, it became a meditation, it became something she became so attached to that even the old lady, she must have had her days that she really wasn't well. Right? Even in winter, she would come. Right? Vrindavan winter is at least nippy, as we say. It can be as cold as it is here now, right? And no nice central heating. So, very austere. But she did that. She did that service. So this is the system, regularity. That is the key. Anything regular. Regular chanting, regular reading, regular serving. To be regular, to become regular. Because chanchalam himana krishna, the mind is so restless. The mind is just so restless. The mind always wants something else. Always something else. Not satisfied. Of course, it is said that there are austerities in Bhagavad Gita, austerities of the body, austerities of speech, and austerities of the mind. And one of the austerities of the mind is that when all the conditions are right, that one must be satisfied. Right? One must be satisfied. Because the mind is never satisfied. Chanchalam himana krishna. So in that way, we are satisfied. We say, no, it is good. And we must remind ourselves, it is good. I'm in a very good situation now. And we should protect that good situation. It's a sign of intelligence. Of course, if we have no intelligence, then the only way to learn is through suffering. That is then the other thing. If we cannot learn through hearing, then we'll learn through suffering, which is very undesirable. It is not fun. It is not at all something to say, well, yeah, what can you do? No, avoid this suffering because it is intense. Very intense. Some people have not suffered so much. They have only felt emptiness, some emptiness in life. That is their suffering. They have, somehow or other, things never went wrong. They never had a big accident. They never had anything heavy happening to them. But don't worry. If it never happens during your life, it will happen at the time of death. So, in the end, and then it all comes at once, and then you have no previous experience, so then you're not ready for it. Right? Then suddenly you go, no, how can this happen to me now? So, it happens to everyone. Right? Death is always a painful experience. Right? It's not like soft and sweet. What to do? You say, well, there may be a soft death, maybe. Let's see. So let us fill our life with positive service and energy. Just as Srila Prabhupada said, by dressing the deities in a very beautiful way, as beautiful as we can, we forget everything about the beauty of the material world. The beauty of the material world is just very strong and powerful, and how can we ignore it? But if we just invest energy for Krishna, making arrangements for Krishna, at home, in the temple, every day, worship Krishna, Bhajya Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Kore Krishna Sikhe, worship Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, and get absorbed in the teachings of Krishna. These three things, Bhajya Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Kore Krishna Sikhe. Very simple. A simple formula given to us by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, extracting the essence in spiritual life. Invest. Now is the time to invest. Invest. Pranirata diyavacha. It said, etavats chinmasafalyam dehinam iadesu pranirata diyavacha sriyam acharanam sada. Invest. Invest. Invest now. That is Prahlad's message. Prahlad is speaking to his demoniac schoolmates. And Prahlad is telling the schoolmates, invest now. Right? And they say, we are young. We're kids. It's time to play. Prahlad said, no. It's not time to play. Invest now. Now. Do service for Krishna. Because all this service will accumulate. We have to build. Build good habits. Build sukriti. Build spiritual credit. Build it up. Save. Daivi sampat, spiritual wealth. Save it. Whenever the opportunity is there, do some service. And all that will build up and it will pay off. See, it was nice, I think, last night to see Paravida Prabhu's slideshow about his life. I like Prahlad Maharaj was also nice, but especially his life, because someone's life is, well, you know, and you see him there young, you see him in the picture next to Prabhupada, so like, you know, you see all these things. And then he gives the purport to it. The pictures look really beautiful. Right? Say, wow, next to Prabhupada, we could write a purport, you know, one of Prabhupada's intimate associates, maybe in previous life he was also a devotee, you know, like with Prabhupada, and now came again. Yeah, who knows, maybe all that. But if we hear his description, he wasn't fully appreciating the gifts that he received. It wasn't possible. But now, in old age, now he looks back, regretting. Then comes the regret. Why didn't I take a little more advantage? That is common. That is very common. We hear it from many in their old age. That sentiment comes. Why? I had this amazing opportunity. Why did I not take more advantage? So I'm also saying like that, let us embrace particularly Prahlad Maharaj and his positive attitude. Let us just get absorbed and nothing can touch us. Like nothing could touch Prahlad internally. Because Prahlad was so absorbed. So absorbed. So this is the secret of Krishna consciousness. And when we are struggling, it means that we need to put in more external activity, not internal. When there's internal struggle, it means that externally there is a vacuum, that externally we have not put enough worship of Krishna, not enough chanting of Hare Krishna, not enough absorption in Krishna's teachings, Krishna Upadesh. Not enough. We just have to increase it. To somehow or other do more. That is, and then it will come. Then that breakthrough will happen. Somehow or other. Of course, it's a little difficult because, you know, I can't do more because I don't feel inspired. But this is the eternal dilemma, you know. If I was inspired, I would be more Krishna conscious. No, be more Krishna conscious and you'll be inspired. Right? You know? That is actually how it is. It's the Kanista Adhikari. The Kanista Adhikari who is saying to Krishna, I will surrender if you give me the ecstasy. If you give me the bliss of Krishna consciousness, then I'll surrender. I'm waiting for you, Krishna. No, I'm here. I'm here. I've given my life. I'm living in your temple. I'm dressed like a devotee. Now I'm waiting for you to give me some inspiration and bliss, and I will surrender. Surely. Please give. Krishna says, no. You surrender and I will give you bliss. You see? And that is Madhyam. Madhyam has understood, I'll surrender. I'll just do it and then see what comes. I'll put my faith there. I put my faith that happiness is with Krishna, not with other things. I'll leave these other things because what happiness is really going to come from it? It's going to be mixed at best. Huh? Happiness and distress. But no, I have faith that if I invest in service to Krishna, that happiness will come. Shada sapta vishvas kai sudrida nischai Krishna bhakti kaila sava kriya karma krita hai. All good will come from serving Krishna, from devotional service. That is Shraddha, that is faith. So that is Madhyam. Madhyam has that faith. Kanista doesn't. Kanista means weak determination. Ka-nista. It says in Nectar of Devotion, Kamala Shraddha. He has weak faith. Right? Weak faith. So this is our predicament. We're waiting for Krishna to somehow or other send us some grace. Oh Krishna, please be merciful to me. Please send me the inspiration. Oh Krishna, please send me the nectar. Oh Krishna, I pray to you for mercy. Nothing coming. Nothing coming. Struggle goes on. Struggle continues. Because we have to make that step first of the gift. Of make the gift to Krishna of ourselves. We have to give ourselves in service. And immediately the inspiration will be there. Immediately. Of course, okay, we have our limitations. That's also there. Right. It cannot be artificial. The six Goswamis that are on a program, we're on a program which is cannot be imitated. It's like last year I started with health problems and I got this thing called shingles, you know, like which is some nasty rash which affects the nerves also, and it burns deep, right? I don't know, from the back down on the leg. And I couldn't sleep for 1 month, and I slept only 1 hour a night. For 1 month. So I started going, you know. And of course, it's good, you know, I'm a sannyasi, the Goswamis would sleep 1 hour a night. You know, I was trying to preach to myself, but after a while, it got a little difficult to be a Goswami. Right? I mean, I'm not one of the six, that's for sure. But whatever I am. It's another level. It's just another level, these six Goswamis. So we cannot imitate. We have our limitations. But still, from there, we try. We try to reach out and to embrace the example of all these great personalities. So that's my basic presentation, because we're ending early today. Because we continue at 10, it's pretty tight. So rather than yesterday, I discussed about dealing with the internal Hiranyakasipu. Yes, we do, but that's not our main focus. Our main focus is to embrace the positive, and that will carry us until Hiranyakasipu disappears. No problem. Krishna Surya Samaya Haya Andhakar Yaveta Krishna Yaveta Maya Ne Yaveta Krishna Nahitai Taha Mahi Adhikar. Sorry, it's a bit mumbled in my memory. Yaveta Krishna Taha Nahi Mayar Adhikar. Wherever there is Krishna, Maya's influence cannot be present. It's as simple as that. And that means, Maya means unhappiness. Wherever there is Krishna, there can be no suffering. There can be no unhappiness. There can be no imperfection. There can be no emptiness. There can be no problems. There can be nothing lacking.
That is the philosophy. Now we are in between. On the one hand, we have this philosophy which is above us, and we look up to that. And below it, we have the world, and we have our desires, and we're in, and our frustrations and all that. And we're in between. So I'm saying, let us turn to the positive, and it's amazing. It's amazing what the result will be. Like I said yesterday, the result will exceed our expectations. So any questions, any comments? Yeah.
A little louder.
He had some what?
Taste, you know.
Who had taste?
Hiranyakashipu, you know, to attack, you know, Lord Narasimhadev, you know. There was some fun for him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some attack, you know, destroy the Vishnu, you know.
Yeah.
So, the question, who don't we have also taste in this demoniac fight?
Yeah. There is taste in demoniac activities. There is. But it leads to suffering. So, when you're an intelligent demon, then you say, it's like this taste. It's like, I give the example, I have a party, and you're all invited, and in this party, your secret hidden dreams, the ones you never confess to anyone, they will be available for you. Everything is there. Everything, whatever you've always been desiring, it will be available. Huh? Yes, yes. But at the end, you get shot. Are you coming to my party? Huh? God. Everything you've always wanted, everything which you never told anyone, it will be there. Your chance, your big chance to get it. And then at the end you will be shot. Are you coming? Huh? If you're a fool, you'll be coming. But if you have some intelligence. So, yes, there's a taste in demoniac activities. We know. I said the other day that I was so happy that no more this urge for Saturday night. Great. Right? But there's a taste. Saturday night, after midnight, you let it all hang out, yeah, okay, go. But then you forgot something in the party, and you go back to the place the next morning, and the foul smell of all the alcohol and all the whatever smells there are, it's just like, it's disgusting. Disgusting. Say, was I there last night? Or you find the bucket with vomit under the bed? Have you been there? Or you wake up next to a stranger? No? And think, how did it happen? And then you get some disease, a private one. In private parts, and you go to a clinic, and the doctor asks if you are homo or hetero. Are you ready? You want to see the dark side of the moon? I think we better change the topic. Yes.
I'm wondering if Hiranyakashipu had a male body.
and he's very powerful. He is controlling the higher parts of the universe.
Is there any female demons?
No.
No. Women are all angels.
I was thinking his action cannot be counted like less intelligent, that you don't need to have a certain gender, so to speak, or when you give in to our demoniac propensities, it's not counting like less intelligent. I mean, I try to kind of...
You bring in gender. Hiranyakasipu was male, and is it less intelligent to be a demon?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing in gender there? Anybody who is acting demoniac, male, female, or eunuchs, who are sort of in between, you know, the third gender, whatever gender one may be, if one turns demoniac, then, you know, it's less intelligent, because you're going to pay, automatically. You're going to pay. You say, I don't care. That's now. Now you don't care, right? Oh, I don't care that I suffer. I'm ready. Yes, baby. Just wait a while until you grow up. You know, until you have suffered. If you have really suffered, you come to that point where you're on your knees and say, no more. Ridayananda Maharaj, who has ways of phrasing things, right? He's an old story, long ago, he said there was this householder going before the deities, and he said, please, Krishna, purify me. 20 years later, he came back and he prayed, Krishna, please purify me softly. I'm also now at that stage. <It's okay. laughs> Yes, Krishna, yes, some purification, yes. Softly, please. Suffering ain't no good. Oh, God. Just some hospital fun. It was intense. So let's male, female, or whatever we are, let us somehow or other beware of suffering. It's not a good thing. So who else? So let's embrace the positive. Yes, Sanjay. The glorious results of devotional service. Ah, see, he wants something positive. Thank you, Sanjay. I'm also into that, you know. Yeah. It is like swadu, swadu, pade, pade. It is just nectar at every step, and it just is increasing and increasing, that nectar. If we get absorbed, if we just go through that little taste barrier, then afterwards, devotional service is so nice. It is just so nice. Something very positive. So nice. So let's just, you know, it just, whatever you do brings you benefit. I mean, how nice to do all these things. Benedictions and more benedictions and more benedictions. Friends, like we are here. You know, we are friends. I mean, because we hope there are no demons here. you know, we're friends, right? Because you're devotees, we can trust each other. We know devotees are basically positive people. You know, just be out there in this. It's like, I was on this party with a bunch of demons, and it was in a courtyard of a house, an open courtyard, and there was a fireplace, and there was a fire. And people had been making fires there, but when the demons came, they brought so much intoxication, and there was just enough to kill everybody, right? So even they knew, this is too much, this is outrageous, we can't take it, you know. There's more than we can take. So then they took some of the intoxication, and then they started the fire, and then they made the fire really, really high, really, really high. And there was one crazy guy in our town who used to sometimes walk over the marketplace with a life-size cross, which he was carrying across the marketplace. He was a little, you know, not quite there. But somehow or other, he was also there that day. And the demons were making the fire bigger and bigger. And then the tree started, like, not burning, but getting scorched by this fire. And then the madman tried to save the tree, and all the demons were laughing at him, right? But I was sort of signaling, good, carry on, keep on throwing water on that tree. The madman, he later became a devotee. We became devotees later, out of that, somehow or other. So, whereas the demons had a great time, and one of the highlights of the evening was that they threw one of their friends into the fire. They threw him in the fire, and he rolled out on the other side, sort of knocking off the birds. It was a party. The friends had come together. What kind of friends were they? Right. So to be amongst devotees, right, is very nice. It's positive. So we are fortunate. We're so fortunate. So let us just make something, let's make it even better. Individually, collectively. Let's make something good of this friendship. Right. And that is my last word for today, because we'll continue at 10 o'clock. So thank you very much. Thank you all for your contributions to this festival. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.